Board of Directors, Chairperson of Stakeholders Finance, each member of the committee, please introduce themselves, starting here on my left hand side.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mani Makureja, member of the committee of
the Goedemorgen allemaal, mijn naam is Jack Becker, ik ben van de Weeskamp.
Western Cape, you won the Curry Cup.
Money, Bafnan Nguni, Free State, alternate member.
Welcome, Honorable Nguni.
Money, Tabotani, member of this committee.
Also, the chairing the Select Committee for Preparations, we will give the delegations also opportunity to introduce themselves. I received apologies from the Minister of Finance, apologies from the like is very poor here, from ABC, Free State, we're having a provincial fraud here this week. Running until this Friday, and we engage that program. Also, the MEC from the MEC's office in Northwest, they are also having a program on the Auditor Generals, the AG Visiting the Provincial Legislature. Apologies from Honorable Bloom. Yes, that's the only apologies I received. Yeah, but I haven't received any written apologies. That is the rule. Apology must be written, not even an SMS. So I don't comply to the meeting procedures. Honorable members, this meeting is a follow-up with regard to the visit we paid to Northern Cape in January, to be correct, the 24th until the 27th of January. We compiled a report referring to that visit dated the 15th of May. We will engage with the Provincial Department of Cocktail in Northern Cape in terms of our findings in that report, as well as our recommendations. That is the last 3 pages of that report of about 40 pages. So this meeting is to measure since January where we are now. When we went back in January, we measured what happened since we were there in March 2010. That's the role of this committee. Whenever we visit a province to deal with municipalities, to deal with departments, to deal with whatever, there are always follow-ups to measure. Because if you don't do a follow-up, you can't measure. Then it's just a meeting you had. That's that. The report is tabled in the House and it's filed. In terms of the State of the Nation address of the Honorable President, in terms of the National Development Plan tabled by Minister Manuel, with that as a background, with the turnaround strategy of the Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs plus National Treasury and all other relevant departments, we are conducting this meeting to measure what happened since January 2010. The researchers compiled a list of questions in terms of our findings and our recommendations. What's very important is what is the objective? It's good governance and it's sound financial management. In terms of Section 154 of the Constitution, what did national and provincial departments do to assist the municipalities in the Northern Cape? That's in terms of the Constitution, Section 154. In terms of the Municipal Finance Management Act, the role of mayors. I don't think we emphasize this enough. What is is the role of a mayor? As stated in section 52 to section 59 of the NFMA. In each section, the mayor must, not may, not can, not whether, the mayor must. That's the instruction in terms of that legislation. Referring to the responsibilities of municipal officials, specific the accounting officer, section 16 to 79. The accounting officer must, not may, not can, but must. Consequences in terms of section 133 of the NFMA. The resolutions on financial problems, section 135 to 162 of the NFMA. 23 municipalities, in terms of the report from National Treasury, underspend on the mid ground 2011-2012. 23 municipalities in the Northern Cape. Underspend on the mid ground. 12 municipalities underspend on the municipal system improvement ground. 10 municipalities underspend on the local government municipal finance management ground. It's money that National Treasury gives to local governments and entities. Don't spend it on ABC in terms of the schedule. If we look at the audit outcomes for 2010-2011, there were 17 disclaimers, 6 qualified, 8 unqualified with findings, and no, 0 unqualified with no findings. Audit the General said it was on the picture he gave us when we met with him, there was stagnation. I'm coming back to section 1.4 of the Constitution. What did national and provincial departments do to assist local government and local municipalities? We know in the municipalities there are programs running. That's why we call this meeting to measure the progress. I went through the report or the presentations in January that we received from the relevant departments, national provincial departments, Copter and National Treasury. So I went through it. Over MEC, welcome again. I know you guys had a busy time with us last week in Supi in Pixley. We enjoyed the visit. There's an issue about interchanges that I will put on the table when we come to the questions. MEC, over to you to introduce your team. The National Treasury is also here that they introduce their team as well. Thank you.
I'm Zedikas Manika from the Nationality Copter with a colleague here with me, Nokutobekati. Thanks.
I'm Mali Youngson from Lexa from the National Treasury Local Government Budget Analysis, specifically responsible for the Northern Cape, together with Mandla Gilimani, my right hand,
I also recognize the presence of Honorable Lees, with the white team jacket from JTD.
For
your input because it gives you time until 11 o'clock. Thank you.
can we be able to bring my report admitted to Azure Dependent and also the CFO, which our let it be absorbed by us because it will feel very few agency. Then it means it must be taken from their body. So that is the why they have advised that the police must not be fit, because it would mean that the immediate cash flow will be further stretched. And then consulting the progress there,
Plan, version, September.
classes of food, facilities that exist, and then companies, there is an improvement. We have a lot of that that exists, and then Hassel, there is an improvement, and then Kalima, and Amista, there is a progression. The comprehensive report has been distributed. I will be distributed to the mayor. Basically, to take the utilities of the of each picture in terms of the limitation, and then the intervention to ensure that the picture that one alluded to earlier on is attended to. We are putting that to the Department of Costa, together with Treasury and the FEMA support, appointed consultant at the Instantum staff training to ensure full compliance of staff when finalizing the page 11, 12 under the initial statements. We are also reflecting that the same vehicle was appointed for me and staff, and also staff is prepared also. And the municipal police, the use of COPSTA together with Treasury, has permitted municipalities to assess progress on the implementation of the audit action plan. That means that the army, and the chairperson of the portfolio committee of contact is
Yeah, I just want to interrupt the MEC, but also member welcome. Also very fond from Mutalai. Yeah, she got married in the meantime. She's got another status in terms of power sharing.
We are also reflecting that due to the provincial government intervention, 8 out of the 14 municipalities submitted the 2011 annual financial statement on time. From Friday, the agreement, the September, Pokwane, which I gave it to the minister, Sendam, and Dr. Swart. And we are also reflecting that 4 municipalities under financial statement are still outstanding, namely Karnokland, Masterdad, Karnokland, and Mir. And the 2 municipalities submitted to Hassel and also Hassel Opinion. We are also highlighting the fact that most municipalities had a challenge with the complying of the supply chain management processes. And we are also saying that during the monitoring of politicians, the municipalities were asked on how to deal with the supply chain management, especially for avoid irregular and unauthorized expenditure. Also, placing the point that the supply, the commercial schedule is assisting municipalities in terms of the help and support to ensure that their supply chain process is on check, and that the provincial treasury is behaving the provincial debt collection committee. So plus the municipalities was listed in pilot, and we took from that experience from partners to collect 4 million of the money from the government partners. The next slide speaks to the standard of the functionality of both the audit committees and the internal audit team, which clearly we must say that it is a shared service located at the district municipality. we are in the process of reviewing this shared service, because we can clearly see the benefits think municipalities too have their own committees and our own units. And also, we want a view on the municipalities that represent targeted support, both from the Cocktail and also Treasury. We are also contemplating to persuade them also to establish body committees and internal audits. Because it's clear that the district municipality, because of the presence of the internal audit unit and the audit committee, and the future of the district municipality, there is tremendous improvement on the audit. So therefore, it's quite clear that they need to continue it out. And also, the reflection on the establishment of the municipal public account committee, which clearly states that we are doing quite well there. But we want to flag the point that we'll be able to have a reflection in terms of the functionality and our search. In the next coming quarter, but we must reflect that we need to take out of the assistance that we receive from APEC, the intergovernment office, the Digital Treasury, the Digital Treasury, and also PCOP and SAMGA. We were able to conduct training for all the MPEC members at the CSF, and that in terms of the intergovernmental relations, that is making the functionality of the EMPI, are a clear to the intergovernmental forum, and indeed we must reflect that there is improvement in terms of its functionality, and also we are making the interventions of it, and we think what the mayor. That's to ensure that the issues that we have brought on are succeeding now to the local level. The next slide speaks to the learning capacity constraints of the municipalities. It reflects the house rules access to the disposal, the sanitation, basic electricity, basic human, basic water, and also access to food-based sanitation. The next slide is just the number that's reflected, but I think it's important to note that the steps that the government announced in the last 2 weeks, screening industries that the progress is the third behind changing in terms of access to basic services. And we are saying that definitely the rural district municipality of Kalimpong is accounting to the main of the people because of the backlog in terms of the access to basic services and also the lack of infrastructure and the rural and Kaswanyana. One would like to believe that the problem is the other number two or number one in terms of access to basic services. And because of the backlog in that rural district, that is why we are number three. Constraints in terms of capacity, hampers municipalities in terms of project initiatives, planning, and implementation, which obviously has the highest level in terms of the performance of the project to react to the municipal infrastructure grant. We are also planning the point that the art infrastructure definitely has limitation. And the point that we are making is that the vehicle in terms of the funding is not enough to fund all demand. And the second point is the challenge around the balance of structure in terms of the some plastic that we have seen in the last few episodes. We had the meeting with the Mayoral Committee of some plastic yesterday, and the MM just reflect on the practice that is going to address in terms of the
Involvement of the police and department are on board.
quality. And we have the recipe of Delhi as in class I reflected that the service is not important in terms of the what they are doing on this item. And the assistance with regards to municipalities, we are making them as in that with regards to annual plans, we are supporting for committee budget and for month assessment. And and also the reason that I told you that the municipal benchmark is required for 2012-15 budget to be done. With regard to not for that, that reflection in terms of what one area alluded to. And we are also saying that we have in addition to the deployment of both the MM and also the Commissioner Treasury, we have also appointed this program to assist the response to the DFS and also the benchmark to the site. With regard to having particularly assistance with regards to supply chain using processes, that is the assistance that you are giving at the sector and treasury. As an opinion, to recruit people, but they have been Malaysia. And also the effort that the department and also Treasury continues to render in terms of bringing up personnel to assist in strategy. We hope that because this coming Friday that there will be a meeting that will be able to resolve on the issue of the resolution with regard to the discussed food amendment act. Because I think once that can be passed, then we'll be able to have plans in terms of the great areas with regard to learning of MMs and also senior managers. The point of contention and with regard to the resolution was whether the silence of the research on the terminal or contract base of the municipal managers and also managers that report directly to the MM can there be a room in the resolution to see appointment must be coming. That has been the contention as well. So the silence in the system government that comes in the challenge because now it means it's subject to so many interpretations. The need to go back to this is the idea to say you must be permanent. There might be a need to amend the resource government and with regard to the permanent or the party contract of those ministers that is was directly to the municipal ministers and also the government school. We are also not reflecting in terms of the agreement that we have the limitation on what that is based on our headcount that we expect that we have seen that the council of increase to in a nutshell, that is the class of the presentation. I had the team here to answer the questions that we both will be looking at in the question. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, consultants withdrew themselves because of the load of work. Then there was an interface to appoint new consultants by the provincial treasury. That interface and time span resulted in a backlog in terms of work to be done. On the 2nd of November, the morning 8:15, I had a telephone conference with Mr. Kenneth Brown and Mr. Jan Hatton in Pretoria. I was sitting in Cape Town. In terms of correspondence from national and provincial treasury to that acting municipal manager, the mayor, I've got it here in front of me. What must be clarified is who appoints consultants in a municipality to assist with the drawing up of annual financial statements. What is the route? Because the accountant general comes into the picture as well, Mr. Freedom Nomvalo. We must get clarity in this meeting. I asked Mr. Kenneth Brown, and we apologize for not being here, but there are good ladies here, that there must be a general directive to all municipalities in terms of the process to appoint consultants, drawing up annual financial statements. What is step 1, 2, 3, 4 until it is done? So that's to National Treasury and Provincial Treasury. Regarding Hentam Jelly, last week we visited Pixley, we went to Bridgetown. In Bridgetown there is a challenge regarding the pompoenizer, regarding dry sanitation, regarding the bucket system, regarding the shortage of water. It's a 4-in-1. The Orange River flows north of Bridgetown, about 140 kilometers north of Bridgetown. The second biggest dam in South Africa is on the Kloof Dam. But communities are battling for water. It doesn't make sense. In terms of Department of Water Affairs, they are not yet. But the relevant departments will have to assist in terms in planning in terms of the National Development Plan for the future, for the next 20, 30 years. It's an issue. We promised the people of Pixley, specific Bridgetown in Tanzania last week, Thursday, in the debate, that we will put this on the table today. I'm doing it because we must report back to them. That the team from the different departments go and sit and see, in terms of their planning, how can they assist in Tanzania, drawing in DBSA. So that is my entree in terms of the questions for the members. Let me take your hands on the Shani, on the Bella. Anyone else? None? Therefore, then, thank you.
The entire report, except for slide 32, speaks to the process and activities undertaken by the department and municipality. Now, my worry is that having, you seem to have dedicated almost huge resources in visiting these municipalities, in engaging them, deploying personnel that even the department does not have, because the department, according to our knowledge, is highly understaffed. Now, despite that, you are stretching yourself to try to cover all this municipality on the pretext that you are giving them a support. Now, as a member of parliament and as a politician, I expect that there will be an area where you say, as a result of this kind of intervention, this business, this deployment, this is what we have achieved. Now, the report does not talk to the outputs or the outcomes of all the interventions, except slide 32. But even that slide merely gives us data of things that could have happened from 1994 to now, because it's not saying linking those achievements to these interventions that you have been speaking about. It does not reflect the period for which those particular, and sitting here, I assume these things that have happened since 1994, those particular figures. You are not telling us that because of this consultant that you have deployed, this is the kind of achievement you have because of our visits, which entails the following. Because I see a number of visits, and even only in the province, a number of personnel has been deployed to these municipalities. But we don't see improvement in these municipalities. So the question is, why do we spend money on something that is not working? They will enjoy being deployed there because they get all these allowances of being out of home, staying there, traveling up and down, petrol, claiming kilometers, plus their salaries and stuff like that. But at the end, it does not help. That is why I agree with you that some of the interventions that you are doing are not sustainable. And you can't be coming and asking for more money. My other concern is that this municipality, according to the report that we are tabling, an assessment made by the provincial president, they continue to underspend. One contributing factor could be the fact that the majority of them does not have CFOs and MMs, and people will always hide or rein the issue of capacity and the vastness of the province as an excuse. This issue of capacity has long been identified in the government. The question is, what is it that you are doing to address that? There were a lot of suggestions made that why can't you consider training people from those particular areas, take them to universities, and when they come back, they must be they should plow back, they should do some kind of agreement that will lock them in to work for municipalities. But you continue complaining, until when? There are provinces that are having small towns like the Northern Cape. Although the distance between one town to another could vary, you take Limpopo, you take the Free State. They do have this kind of thing. But if you look at as to what Free State has done, the premier has invested millions of rand in terms of making sure that they identify people who will go to universities and do specific things. And when they come back, they get absorbed into government because they want to address that challenge. But Northern Cape continues to complain. I personally no longer buy that story. Perhaps we must do something better. It allows the excuse and it's the environment. Why I'm saying it allows the excuse? There was a municipality, I think it's Cabbagebell or Mute, where there was a gentleman who was not a CFO, but who was an acting CFO, and according to our own assessment, he outperformed even those from Kimberley and Abidjan in areas that are different. Because he was so impassioned about the work that he did. Out of the experience and skills that he obtained, you could see that guy was. But unfortunately, I'm sure he's no longer there because he was telling us that I might not be in that department for long because I'm being pushed out. That's for body too much in my body. That's mirror. Yeah, that's mirror. You see. The Khatro. There was an old man who was a CFO when he was there. I'm surprised now. There's a vacancy. That's what, and he was doing quite a good job. He's not there. The people who seem to be trying their best to do the good job are pushed out of the system. So we can't continue to lament, really. Instead of increasing the number of good people, we push them out because people want people who cannot do the job, who just dive to the tune and music of those who want to push corruption. I think we must be blind now. So, I'm quite disappointed that 11 months down the line, you are here to tell us that there's no improvement in your municipality. And that is an honest fact because we are gone from there last week and we have heard the issues that the people are raising. So much so that everybody in the Northern Cape is government or the province does not have funds. And our argument was that you can't say there's no money in what we came when you are underspending. If a municipality for a meat allocation of 9 million, now, 6 months down the line, it has spent zero, what does it tell you? You can't go to the people and say, no, there's no money, let's put austerity measures, like others were telling us that they've been advised to put austerity numbers, although it was in the education department, which I also argued that is nonsensical in the sense that in many of those grants in that province, the department is underspending. And if you check the formula that is being used in terms of the equitable share to allocate funds to Northern Cape, the component thereof is not only the headcount. They consider some of those numbers of the things that you're talking about, the distance, the poverty levels, and all those things. So, really, let me see. Some of us, I'm really disappointed. Because I would have thought that by now, there will be some kind of progress that the department is achieving. Unless you prove otherwise, you should. But I have gone through the report as we're taking it. I could not find anything that tells us that at least there is some progress. But if I was sleeping, pardon me, the report and analysis and assessment report that you have been giving shows that there is still a huge ineffective cash flow budgeting management and reporting and all sorts of manner of things within this municipality. Things that were there when we were in Janavari, things that we got when we were there 2 years ago, because it was for the second time we went to the problem. So there seems not to be any progress whatsoever. Now we can't just really keep quiet and say, well, things are happening there. Let's appreciate the report. I'm just saying, I'm quite disappointed that in terms of all these interventions that you are saying you are doing, the support that you are giving, it's not yielding any result. And therefore, if it's not yielding any result, it is absolute waste of money and resources that province needs more than any other province. Thank you, Chair.
Dr. Mark Viola.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. My first question is in connection with the remarks by the MEC saying that who said of implementing Section 139 they deploy the employees from National Treasury in order to do the work. My question is, is it the wish of putting somebody in, or are you forced by the circumstances and the facts? And if you are deploying this chap, if he or she is not going to use money in order to clean, which comes to the same fact. When I check the conditional grant spending at the end of the financial year 2011-2012, financial year, some conditional grants recorded overspending. How do they ensure that these grants are used for the intended purpose? And what impact has it made in those 14 municipalities? On your slide number 26, where you show improvement, regression, improvement, what is the plan in, put in place for those municipalities showing regression? What have you done? Your slide number 8, I'm seeing the vacant post filled, and the crucial post, CFOs. How do you see yourself succeeding in those municipalities without a qualified CFO?
To ask my question late, but it really is
include the auditor's report, the documentation that we were sent by email by Honorable Mr. Rand. It shows that there's not a municipality that was not unqualified. You've got your that second of yours that shows all the aspects that the municipality needs to qualify, or at least needs to. And you've got other, the red one, it's all over it. There's not a single blue or green. Just all red. It shows that all municipalities were qualified. Now, my general question is, the MEC or the provincial government is aware that there are people who are not qualified in municipality level. It could be the CFOs, could be the managers, or it could be if the engineers are there. My question is, how does the province foresee these municipalities delivering proper services if, first of all, they don't have qualified people? If there are people who are there, they are not doing their job properly. Or as well, which Chinese said, there's a lot of misappropriation of funds. The Auditor General in the workshop we had about chief and said that actually most of the audits, or there could be improvement in the audit if there's leadership at the municipal level, even a professional and provincial level, of which when they are field auditing, the leadership must be there. There must be proper documentation and proper filing of all the documents, asset management and so forth. If you can just address those three things, you can actually cut all the unnecessary qualifications by 50%. Now my question, the third question is, during all the times, is the leadership available at the municipality? Is the mayor available? Is the mayor doing his job? Is the CFO available? And are they all doing the proper job? It might be our interest that at some stage that some mayors were doing the job of the CFO at the municipality, especially in the Free State. It was an allegation that they actually find that a mayor is not doing his job, he's doing the job of the MM or the CFO. Now, my question is, are those people available and doing the proper job? That sucks. And lastly, Chairperson, what does the province foresee achievement of a clean audit by 2014 amongst all these problems?
Thank you, Bruni. You see, you and your team.
Let me start, Chair. I'll then give over to the team where they are to augment in terms of the response that I've given. Chair, the first point the issue of action following the expiry of the term of the contract of either manager of the manager of that report directly to the MM. There's been a lot of confusion around it. It's actually a bit of the fact that the other 3 months has expired. They must get concurrence or permission from the MEC for that change. And as a result thereof, most of the contracts expired after the 18th of May. And therefore, many municipalities, because of things that were expired at the process of the municipality system and the regulation, it sort of could have been in an awkward position, because now, after the initial 3 months, they must be able to be, they can only extend once MEC has given an endorsement. So as a result, it has created many concerned from the Yaya administration. The fact that while the parties had the power in terms of the constitution to resolve in terms of other spending, some of them they would just allow these MMs or the managers to leave and then request assistance from the department. Our posture as the provincial government has always been that once the contract comes to an end, continue giving those managers an extension to act until the post has been filled. And in certain instances that has not followed. And therefore, as a department, we had to come in and then fill the void. But by that time, we think that the fact that on the 16th, the issue of the municipal regulations will be on our agenda at the in-mec level of COPTA. And we hope that while that has been done, this gray area will to a large extent be addressed. Obviously, the processes that the Honorable Member alluded to, we are doing that because of our professional responsibility to render support in Malaysia. Definitely, we want outcomes, we want output. We have a steering committee that we have put in place called Operation COST, chaired by the DG, to particularly turn the situation around. At the beginning of the term of this administration, we had only two municipalities that have qualified according to the report. There is gradual improvement from 2 to 8 in the last 2 years. We are not happy with that gradual improvement from 2 to 8. We believe that with the work that the steering committee is doing, putting much more emphasis in terms of the targets, our approach, we said firstly, let the steering committee do an analysis of all the municipalities that got the statement. And then, having done that, we agreed that let us then terms of reference that this steering committee will need to do to address those particular areas of concern that the AG has elevated. And having done that, we then agreed that there is a need to augment the work that this steering committee is doing through recruiting extra services. That's why service providers were appointed, particularly to ensure that in terms of reference, the guidelines that we have applied, our interaction at the level of the challenges raised by the AG and also particularly around the key controls that have been identified, we are able to put much more targeted approach in terms of following them. Obviously, we have to start somewhere. We have to start with the process. We have to start with putting systems in place. We will be able to assess at the end of the audit session what is the likely impact. But one of our main focus of it has been the audit action plan. The progress and the ability of the municipalities to keep track in terms of those issues that the AG has set. These are our areas of concern. Can you work on it? So definitely through the intervention and led by the operation team or the steering committee chaired by the DG, we also think that there is light at the end of the tunnel. in certain areas, like just the chairs, when people get out, the challenge, particularly where terms of references were amended, like in one or two municipalities, were a situation where you would say these are the areas of concern, but then you are out there, it's either the people is not there, and that it means the team has now, while in the process of awaiting the council's appointment, de facto take charge of the processes. And that's why in certain instances we have to, in terms of answers, to make sure that we broaden the scope, to ensure that while we empower, while we coach, while we mentor, at the same time, it is our responsibility to make sure that where there are areas that we need to put much more emphasis on, we do that. We are aware that this will not be achieved over a short term period. But through the work that the opposition team is committed to doing, we have the view that definitely we have the right to be optimistic in terms of the work that we are doing. At the same time, we made a comparison with the rural municipalities of the of PZN. They are already upcoming these public meetings. We have agreed that there is a need to learn through interacting with those municipalities in PZN, particularly given the ruralness and also the features that we depend on. And definitely our view is that we will learn a lot from that. And it's an area that in the last we met was raised with us, because through the work that is invite that was extended to those municipalities that are doing quite well and also those that are doing badly, we are able to sort of pick up areas where we can learn and areas where we need to ensure that we avoid them. But definitely, as a department, we are looking forward to turning this situation around. As we are saying that definitely, there is gradual improvement, but it's not at the level where we want it to be. Because the other point around understanding the terms of conditional grant, especially the requirement of social grant, in terms of the freezing, we have agreed that we need to augment the work that the support unit is providing to the municipality, but also through the work of the deployment of the NISA program. We have no doubt that through that, we'll be able to turn the situation around. It's a matter that definitely we also share the concern that the other government is around, where we can see that we have put systems and processes in place. When they are coming, we will definitely make sure that we put much more emphasis on them. Whatever is the issue, besides the nature of the fact that it cannot be justifiable to have municipalities understanding in the face of challenges that are facing us. For instance, it's unexplainable, and we need to turn the situation around. But in terms of the report, that the office received, in terms of following up on the expenditure pattern at the level of the municipality of social plans, well, the view that can be the head of the street, we will be able to get the report in terms of the work that she has done together with NISA. But yes, that the deployment of NISA definitely will assist and augment both the planning capacities and the designing capacities of our municipalities to make sure that part is done timely. Because if that part is not done timely, definitely you will be stuck when the financial aid is so it's an area that definitely as a visa program will be able to put much focus on. At the same time also the fact that that was raised around people that I think have been pushed out, I think it is important that one get more details with regard to that, particularly where people have been pushed out because they have been good work. The share will give me more details on regard to that so that I can make a follow up. But definitely we want to retain people with skills, people with experience, because it's quite difficult to get people to where some areas are identified, we'll be able to make a follow up. We can elevate it to the office of the premier just to make sure that where there are such challenges, those areas are attended to. Chair, I will then leave it over to the and then the federal council.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chairperson, maybe before we come to the issue that anything is not due, just to indicate that as a department, when we exercise our powers of intervene, to monitor, and also to give support to municipalities, we do that in a manner that does not encroach on the institutional status and integrity of local government. We are raising that because, Chairperson, there has been an impression that as a provincial department, municipalities are our extension. A classical example here would be that people think that it is the responsibility of the MEC to appoint senior personnel in municipalities, which is not the case. The role of the MEC is to ensure that municipalities, when making such appointments, they comply with the law. Chairperson, Honorable Juvier, the issue of M. Prestal, we were there when it was raised, and we have noted it.
Yes.
But what we want to commit to the committee is to say that we'll make necessary follow-up as a department, and we will liaise with your yourself. Because we have interacted with our colleagues from Human Settlement and the Department of Water. Immediately when this issue was raised, I think it was on Monday last week, the Deputy Minister of Human Settlement was also there. So we'll come back to the committee.
Point is, we must just tell them the separation is kicking in. It can take 3 years, but the point is there must be something happening.
So, regarding the issue of underspending, but especially around municipalities, that has been a matter of concern to the department. What was done was to, immediately when some of these municipalities got the non-compliance letter from the National Department of Opta, we sent a team to one municipality, Kaima. What we found there was that municipalities are spending, but the challenge has been that they are not reporting in terms of the conditions of need. What we have done there was we had a team from NISA, the deployed expert, through the National Department of GCOP, and our unit. We went there and assisted the technical department of the municipality to ensure that we unbundled all the challenges relating to reporting processes of needs. Like that municipality, the challenge was that, honestly speaking, the technical department had been functioning. As the MEC indicated, it's very difficult to sustain some of the interventions that are put in place. Because we come in, but there is no person to work with. We will be able to say, the technical manager, here is somebody who has been deployed from national, and from time to time, if you experience challenges, you rely on with it. Unfortunately, you find that there are no people there. But it's something that we have been doing. One honorable member raised the issue of the custom around the CFO. Chair, yes. I know that the MEC in its budget policy, especially the legislature, reported that in terms of finance, the custom was doing very well. I mean, it's added that as one of the best examples that other municipalities. The post of the CFO was advertised. We were involved as a department. Provincial Treasury also was there, and Southern Northern Cape. But unfortunately, it happened that in terms of the competency requirements as laid down by the law, including the old man, I think it's Mr. Peter Wendley, so to put it, who was assisting the municipality. Mr. Peter Wendley has been a consultant. So, in view of the MEC, ordered the municipal council to re-advertise the poll because all the recommended candidates did not meet the requirements as laid down by the, I think it's a requirement from National Treasurer. He has been a consultant for all. So that's why that poll has been re-advertised, as the MEC advised the municipal council. So the MEC cannot tell them what not to do or not. Just indicated the legal implications of going ahead with that appointment.
What
Secretary, hand in hand with provincial treasurer through our joint MFMA interaction. Like for an example, when this national meeting, we come together, even if not necessarily to prepare them, but consistently, we are interacting with our provincial treasurer just to develop strategies of giving necessary support to them.
So just before, especially with regards to the letter, the sanitation is now with human president. I can see that when you went to Mr. Barrett, Mr. Barrett, this should have just referred this letter to the human president unit because we have a program that is running in that municipality of 3,000 housing, and it's a project that encapsulates number of smaller towns around the area. So I think it's good that the chairperson has brought this to my attention. We'll sit down with the human settlement and we need to see how you plan around this. Yeah.
Thank you. Honourable members, we've got 21 minutes left for this part of the meeting, and we must still listen to National Doctor, National Treasury, and Provincial Treasury. So I ask for your cooperation. Vajani or Vermakubela?
My question, Chairperson, was those deployees, don't they claim well that that's my problem?
We know the people don't have. I know that what the MEC but the point that we are making in terms of the very mild administration support corporate control, all I'm saying is that if I am a red driver and then he sends a good driver to drive with me, you expect by the time that good driver is, I'll be a good driver. Okay, please be driving better than I was driving before you gave me the support. But what we see happening, we see people being deployed this month, and when they leave, they get worse than before. That's what we are saying, it's waste of resources. Then we need to check and analyze and evaluate as to what these people that are deployed are doing upon arrival there. It might be that they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. But they are going there every time. They are doing well there every time. It's the same argument we are raising about some of the people that were deployed by the students among the program, now minister. The question was, what is it that they are doing? Because once they leave those municipalities, there's not even a single person who would say, I have gained a bit of experience, I know how to a pipe, what is needed to put a pipe, or how to be the ground and all those things. Those basic things that we expect a human being would have grasped once supported. So that's the point that you are making about this kind of thing. And that would clarify remedy. Because you have made a statement, and the other one, you are more clever to say people in municipality expect. That when you come, you come with mind. So that one you need to bear. But the initial one is just that people have got this impression. We don't qualify these people in our assuming falling that category, and our first one is that right. From where we sit as members of parliament, we know exactly what is the role of us as a provincial. We know that the MEC does not have the power to appoint the CFO or any staff member for that matter at the municipality. But at least in terms of an existing legislator, we can give his concurrence when an MEC is appointed as the CFO. That we know and we understand. We know what is meant by support in terms of intergovernmental, fiscal, relations act. What is expected from the office of the Premier, from the office. All the other departments, how they should relate to that tree of government. We understand that. And we know that by no means municipalities can never
be the attention of any department, because they are a field of government on their own in terms of the constitution. That we are very clear. If you care to check as to what was the whole idea of changing the name from local government to cooperative government and leaving them to the existing administrator, you will understand that part of your role as a department is to coordinate also the activities of all these other departments that play a role at that level that you are. Gives you the power to assist and support. We have seen it happening. That is why, from time to time, national departments in certain instances, that things have been directly in municipality, irrespective of what the provincial government is promoting, because they understand that particular thing. So, we are saying, as a department, we were in the document case, we know the role that the provincial government was playing there. Very good. They cooperate with ourselves, they go to different municipalities, assist them, and all these things. We are saying, is it not time now that we begin to review the type of intervention that we have been providing and begin to change them to those that we need to do that? As sitting here as members of parliament and as politicians and members of the legislature, including the MEC, our interest should not be on what are we doing internally to get things right, should be on the outcome and the output that we are giving out there. What services are we giving to the people? How does it change their lives? Is it quality? Are we efficient? Are we economic? Those are the things that we must be concentrating on. Not how many people we serve and we come back and we get their salaries and go what and what. That's the context we are facing. We want to see nothing else. And even as political parties outside of this meeting, the only thing that we use as a competing point is results. Who can deliver results to the people? You know, the people want results when they protest. They don't care how you are doing things internally, how many meetings we have with mayor or whatever. All what they want is results. If they say, away with budget systems, they don't want budget systems. They don't want to be told about meetings. We have been having so many meetings. It's about time now that we change the gear and get to a point where whatever that we do as Northern Cape Department will give proper and quality and efficient and effective service delivery to the people. I wanted that to transfer. But on the last point here, I don't know whether it was a coincidence, I think all the MMs are all interviewed today, almost 5 of them. But we'll follow up on that one. All of the coincidences are interviewing MMs today. The good coincidence. We have some. I take a note that the old man of the consultant, he may not aware or make their mind. But it's a contradiction if you say in the Hashom, no, that is considered a thing of using a consultant and stuff. But elsewhere, you as a department appoint consultants to assist. Because in your report you are telling us of having appointed this alternate or what as a consultant to assist this municipality. So why on one municipality, what that is being used as an example, we are not a current division consultant, but I'm saying on your part is a conversation. Where it is putting without saying or stopping, but you go on yourself and give somebody else. It's not consistent. Thank you, sir.
I just want to mention here before I forget, Kamiesberg has an acting municipal manager called Mr. Ace Barnard. There's one person I met in my life that knows what he's doing, it's Mr. Ace Barnard. So that person you can deploy elsewhere as well. It was a pity he had to leave in terms of his contract. He stayed for another 30 days, I think. But then he went back to Kuruma. I want to mention it here. Because when he came to Kamiesberg, there was some direction. And that's the other point I want to put on the table to this department. A mayor must be in the office of the mayor, not on the road to Upington or Kimberley or to Pretoria. He must be in the office in terms of the NFMA to do his work. And we will have to get grip on this. We'll have to get grip on this. The enforcement of the NFMA. I think we were a bit slack until now. Let's call a spade in all nine provinces. In all nine provinces, that's our experience. On the MEC, quickly to you, and then provincial and national treasury, national copter as well. We'll have to cut into the time of the next meeting. I'm sorry.
Honourable Member, in terms of the appointment of consultants that was done by the province, as it was indicated in January when the committee was in the province, provincial treasury did indicate that they had set money aside to appoint consultants. Now, the reason why those consultants were appointed was with the implementation of the grant, the Auditor General actually picked up in a number of instances that the implementation of the grant was done incorrectly. Hence, Treasury said they actually want to be in charge of that one. And then I think just to couple it with the issue of the CFO in the Khartoum. Currently, the CFO in the Khartoum is not necessarily a consultant. He was appointed in an acting capacity. Previously, he has done work as a consultant. But currently now, he was appointed by the municipality and was not necessarily as a consultant. One of the problems that we have picked with our municipalities in the province was around the issue of the cash flow that our municipalities are experiencing. When we do analyze the budget of the municipality, which municipalities are also encouraged to do, is to do a funding assessment. Municipalities must check in terms of the way that they are budgeting, whether they are will be able to implement that budget. We have done the assessment from our side as Treasury. We have gone to some of the municipalities where we communicated our concerns to the municipalities that their budgets were actually not funded. Because what municipalities do, they budget and then they say their collection rate is, for an example, 60%. Yet when they do their budget, they want to budget as if they are going to collect 100% of their revenue. And that's where they are making mistakes in the municipalities. We have communicated with some of the municipalities, but to our dismay is that some of the municipalities, when they approved the final budget, the actual situation was worse off. Hence, our municipalities are beginning to experience these cash flow problems. But obviously, internally, we have now begun some program to begin addressing the issue of the cash flow. Because we need really to settle with municipalities and make them to understand. So that when we advise them, they must be able to take note of the advice that we are giving to them. Because in our engagement with some of the municipalities, fortunately, some of the councillors were sitting in those meetings. And some of them were actually asking, CFO, how can you table a budget that is not funded to council for approval? So at least on that area, I think we are beginning to do some work. And then the last one that I just want to talk on is in terms of the 30 MFMA monitoring indicators which National Survey has developed. Now we are subjecting our municipalities to that. We went to them, we have discussed some of them, and when we have picked up that there's a regression, we need to come in and begin assisting those municipalities to be able to do some work. We have picked up, for an example, you know, when it comes to revenue management, our municipalities are not that good when it comes to how to manage their revenue. They are also not good in terms of managing their revenue. Our municipalities, we have picked up their problems around planning and budgeting. It's an issue that we really need to look at when it comes to accounting and reporting, the problems that we have picked up. And then the last one that I just have to, in terms of those indicators, is around annual reports. Currently, we have been busy in the province too, because that's a new template that is being developed, which is going to link the annual report to the actual budget. So that when a municipality tables a budget,
and its reports throughout the year, this must flow right into the annual report. We are busy in the process in the province of rolling that out. Unfortunately, some of the results, we might not see them in a short period. It might take some time for us to be able to see the actual results that we want to see. Thank you, Chair.
Very important, reconciliations every 30 days. The mayor must have insight in that reconciliation. Mm. Otherwise, the mayor doesn't know what's going on in his municipality. Finish it long. Quarterly report tabled to the council. But before it goes to council, the mayor must have insight in that report. Not see for the first time when they sit in council and get the documents on the table. That's what we experience. This is the basics that we will have to address, but address immediately in terms of the AG's management letters. Right. Treasury.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's TV for the MFI implementation, the National Treasury. I think we've broadly been looking at the issues as the AG has been pointing things out, and in terms of some of the support that's happening collectively, we're trying in a very desperate way to ensure that there's sustainability. But I think there's something more that needs to be done. Whether it's a different approach in terms of now taking a firm commitment to institute 139, but institute it in a way that is going to sustain it through a proper recovery plan, is something that we need to look at as a committee, as members here, as MEC and different departments. The mechanism is there for us to do that, but the will to do it may not be there. So we need to try to get around this and try and resolve the issue. The second bigger issue that we need to probably look at in a much more closer way and look at it in a way that we look at long-term sustainability and viability is what submissions have we made as a province to address or redemarcate some of these municipalities? And we looked at alternative options where you need only an administration and not a full council in certain areas. Have we started to really examine that and put that on the table as an option to try and look at alternative measures of resolving these major problems in the Northern Cape? I think as far as trying to sustain some of the other support initiatives are concerned, we're working with the province now to try and look at how can we improve through a structured internship, monitoring, mentoring, and absorption process. As the committee has also praised in previous meetings, if we could get the local communities and people from the local communities to be employed in the municipalities, the likelihood of them staying there is far greater than parachuting the supporting that we are doing currently. So perhaps in the next few months we'll see that kicking in, and we definitely need the cooperation though of municipalities, because one must also understand that the current officials feel very threatened by these young and upcoming interns. So we need to find a nice way of getting our collective commitment for that to work. So I think just a few points there. There's other regular work that's being done by the Treasury from the accounting side, from the support in terms of getting various programs moving from budgeting and various other initiatives. But I'm just very mindful that time is really running out for us in this meeting. Hopefully we can have a longer session and deal with some of these more detailed issues. I'm also particularly interested, I think, from the Treasury perspective, how we can improve enforcement on the MFMA. And again, I'd like to raise it that we are focusing our efforts quite a lot on the MFMA, but the funding pieces are not being focused and monitored, and that is the Systems and Structures Act. Now, if we can also get our provinces to take due care, monitor, and give effect to the compliance requirements of the Systems and Structures Act, it will be the building block to getting the outcome which you see on the finance side then improved. So we need to look at some alternatives there as well. I think that point was raised at a previous meeting as well. And it is important for us to take forward now that the NEC as well is to help us. Thank you.
Honourable Chairperson, some budget analysis side, we've focused extensively over the past years jointly with the provincial treasury to provide support, especially through the relaunch of the CFO forums, where we've provided practical hands-on training not only to the CFOs but also related officials, and we had a very good come up and presentation there. And I think particularly Rome isn't built in a day, but last year we talk about the verification process, and what that basically means is the budget that council adopts and what is loaded on the system and gets implemented, whether that aligns. Now last year we just had two budgets aligning, meaning only in Tangeni and Sohlwati municipality was actually implementing the budgets that council approved. This year we've got 12. Now that is wonderful progress in my view. It's not great. We would like to see full house, but we've definitely moved forward. The challenge where I sit looking at is we've provided through TV's unit IMSIP advisor, which is doing wonderful work jointly with the provincial treasury and ourselves to build capacity. Unfortunately, if we look at the most of the support is coming from the regional offices from the provincial treasury, which are doing wonderful work. But Chair, if you would visit those offices, some don't even have enough tables for the staff to sit at. Computers, they take an hour, I've seen literally an hour to start. Some of those officials are junior officials. Now, poor Philip is permanently busy with higher level work sitting on meetings. So we end up actually having to mentor those staff from the National Treasury offices. Those type of things, if you look at the work that the regional offices and the provincial treasury are doing with what they have, it is amazing. But we could do a lot more, especially if you think that the 5 million rand earmarked allocations has not been spent in the province. Date the province don't gazette allocations, and then we worry about the spending. But it doesn't get gazetted. We get bills, and then it says, yeah, but it's been communicated. It doesn't get gazetted. So how do we move forward? I just want to stop there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. National Cocktail.
Thanks, Chairperson. We take note about the issues which have been raised around how we need to, as a department, to take into account some of the issues which have been raised around, for example, deployment of experts to assist municipalities in terms of the municipal infrastructure support agency. So some of those issues which have been raised, we liaise with our colleagues to see to what extent we deal with them. But again, it comes back to what the honorable member was raising to the MEC. It's also a catch-22, because the reality is that in certain instances, you sit with municipalities where, in terms of the capacity to do some of the work, is not there. So one way or another, as national government or provincial government, you sit with a problem that you move in either by deploying experts to assist or consultants to assist or not, because if you don't step in, then there will be a problem because there will be nothing which will be coming out. So the compromise might be to what extent do we, because part of the problem is municipalities on their own were actively taking into account the issues for them to absorb the support which is being provided. We're not going to be into that problem because we have sustainability. So that is where the issues when people pull out. The issue of municipalities being where they were in the first instance starting coming up. So it's that balancing act which we will need to concentrate on. Just quickly on two issues which were raised impacting on the grants formula related issues. First, on the MEIC, so far there is no consideration to deal with the review of the structure of the MEIC formula in terms of funding. However, what will be happening following up from the census 2012 data is to take those census data into account. However, what we are going to do is to ensure at the moment that there is a 5 million guarantee in terms of each municipality in order to ensure that those which were not going to get anything, they get something. That will remain.
But also, even if the municipalities will be affected by the surplus Treaty 11, there will be a phasing in provisions in terms of the guarantees. For example, for the 2013-14, 90% of whatever amount they were taking at the moment, they will still retain it. And that takes into account the fact that municipalities have been failing. So you can't have a situation if, even if municipalities may be impacted negatively where everything goes down. Like the Honorable Member has already said, in terms of the local government, if it's able to share the review, that is what we are working on. And in that instance, together with Treasury, including some other partners, we are dealing with that, and we have already tabled some of the proposals in terms of the new budget formula to the budget forum. And in January 2018, we hope to come to a conclusion, taking into account the outcome of the census Treaty 11. But our view is that the way we are doing it, it won't be in a position that even if you got some of the smaller municipalities, like in the Northern Cape, where in terms of the population, you might find that they went to get some decline, that it will go down because some of the funding parameters which I won't get into, which we are introducing, which were not there, they will mitigate some of those instances. For example, now we also have to deal with the issues of the non-trading services, because previously we were only funding mainly your water, sanitation, electricity, refuse removal, and to some extent municipal health services, but some of those other services like your firefighting, stormwater drainage, so we'll have to take those into account. So even if people may have be apprehensive in terms of the step, but if you take the formula as a whole in its totality, then it may obviate some of the things. So I think those are the issues which I can talk about. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other inputs? Honorable Wilifont, Provincial Legislature, Northern Cape.
Thank you, Chair. I've got not much to say because I'm a bit disappointed what Honorable Chani has to say about my problem. Because now it seems to me the Parliament does not worry about the vastness of the province. I never heard talking about JTG because I know that even in JTG there are rural, there are backlogs that we need to fix. But we are almost, the term is already gone. And when other people come in the next term, those things, they will be again backlogged and it will look like as if we never worked. But we are trying to deal with those issues. Because even in Jomo Rolo, there are issues there that was created by National Treasury, but now it's coming to us. That is why I said I'm disappointed. Thank you, Chair.
It was not created by National Treasury, it was a demarcation board that demarcated Moshe Wang from Northwest to the Northern Cape and from Kirstrand, because that was my previous constituency from Kirstrand in the Falax, Pogwani municipality. For 2 years, there was a lapse when the Northern Cape didn't interact with the FSC. Came out in a report by the FSC to this committee. That was last year. A letter was written to the Speaker to request an urgent meeting with the FSC that took place. That is part of the solution. And more than once a year that the province interact with the FSC, because the FSC makes recommendations referring to the Division of Revenue for the next financial year. That's a route to take. That's why we invite chairpersons of finance, portfolio committees, and the legislature to be present.
where the minister tables the national budget, where the minister tables the MTPPS, and the SEC is present to get that linkage in terms of intergovernmental relations. So we put it again on the table and encourage the provinces to take that route as well. Also in the MINMAX, also in the Budget Council. So there are different structures to get this message across, and that we make use of that. Honourable members, Northwest were not here, Free State were not here. We will look at the date before we rise the 7th of December to call them here, even if we have to sit after 5 o'clock, but we will have to do our work for 2012. In terms of this presentation, it's my proposal that we engage with this province and maybe the other two as well in March, April 2013 to measure again what happened since our previous engagement. Thank you, Honorable MEC, for honoring this appointment and the meeting. To all the staff, officials from the different departments, this meeting stands adjourned. Don't leave. Honorable Chani will chair the second session of appropriations. Thank you very much.